This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody. I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, Surefoot.
Just a simple, clean bite.
So nice, so clean.
Just like popping a mint. Feels good.
Emily Axford.
Feeling concerned because I got wormed. Baby Petrichor.
Oh, this dude wormed his wife.
He got wormed. And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, fucked harder than the gnolls outside his window, but he doesn't even know it's all Bufo. Oh, no.
Okay. All right. You know what?
You fucked me. You fucked me and you wormed me.
Jake has made it clear that you can just not do a rhyme. If you choose. That's also an option.
Acceptable.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and do a little recap? So last time, you continued your hike to Iron Deep, breezing through the mountains.
Yes.
Your first challenge was a pair of Cloudbreaker birds who swooped in to attack you, but using Callie's enlarged serpent, you were able to carry all three of you through the open stretch and escape to a fissure in the rocks.
Good, go us. Yes. No mistakes so far.
Oh, okay.
Flawless so far.
Mm-hmm.
During the chase, you saw a skeleton with some kind of strange clockwork leech attached to its head.
I'm actually starting to remember that
now. Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
And spinal cord, and you brought it along with you.
Right.
More on that later.
Bookmark. So far, we're
still
really
good. We're still fine. After a night of Chili and Twister.
Yeah.
Another nice night. You traveled through a cave network and managed to sneak by a singing stone giant and their various traps, passing petrified gnolls along the way. By the time you reached the other side, the team was feeling pretty good.
Yeah, we rule. We're epic.
Yes.
No problem.
Until Hard One revealed that he would only take the crew as far as Iron Deep. The newly bonded party regressed to an awkward night full of strained conversation. Then, in the early hours of the morning, Callie awoke feeling ill but went back to sleep after casting Lay Hands on herself. About an hour later, she woke up and found herself under some kind of strange influence, sneaking out of the Liamon's tiny duck and joining a team of gnolls, all with clockwork leeches stuck to their head. An automaton registered her as an ally, and Callie watched helplessly as she began running along with them. And that's where we are now.
Okay.
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 But first
we have to bring up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do we have to bring up?
That Liamon's tiny duck.
I was going to ask.
Is going to break pretty soon.
It's going to break because the spell ends if you leave its area.
Got it. Okay.
And its area is like 10 feet.
Okay, so your campsite is going to break apart pretty soon. But first, we are going to cut somewhere else.
Okay.
Hard One, you have been peacefully sleeping these past few nights because the camaraderie of your new teammates has been kind of a nice distraction. You've been remembering the good times. But after your talk yesterday, you begin to remember the past. You begin to reflect on the past, and you find yourself back 3 years ago. You are in the floating city of Gladeholm, the capital of the Astral Alliance. You are in the office of Alanis the Archmage and leader of the council. The room has an entire wall of glass that looks out into the multiverse. You can see glittering stars and streaks of silver on a purple sky, as well as far off multicolored planar pools. You see the wizard stands looking out this room length window. She wears a crisp purple uniform, somewhere between a wizard's robe and adventurer's gear. She's got goggles that hold back black hair with gray streaks, and she looks out at the sky and puffs on a long pipe as you enter and close the door behind you. Without turning around, she goes, I heard you requested teleportation back to the material plane.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Well, I won't stop you. I don't know how much this means to you now, but the battle was won in the end, and Grumsh will not conquer Iskard, at least for now. Moonshine and Beverly are deployed there for the time being. They'll chase off the last of his invaders.
They can finish the job.
There's a long moment where she's just looking out at the sky here, and she turns around and looks at you and goes, can I ask you a direct question, hard one?
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Does it intimidate you that their powers prevent them from aging?
Intimidate? No. But I think I'm coming to understand the reality that they're going to stay as strong and heroic as we all once were. And I'm going to fade away.
You see Alanis shakes her head and looks out the window again and goes, no. There are those among us who will remain ageless. There are those among us who will live hundreds of years longer than the rest of us. You and I could stay here in Gladeholm on the astral plane, stop planeswalking, and we'd live for centuries, but we would still die. Moonshine and Beverly are going to die. As long as there is violence in the multiverse, as long as there is random chance, we will all go eventually. There is no perfect timeline.
That's true. But on that battlefield, maybe we won, but I lost everything. And I can't be here. I can't be responsible for something like that happening to Beverly, to Moonshine. I wouldn't be able to bear it. Send me home.
I'm sorry for what happened to you. We will be here when you're ready to come back.
Thank you for that. I think my time as a hero may be over, but I'm glad to know I still have friends here in Gladeholm.
If you have friends in Gladeholm, then you have not lost everything yet. There are still people out there who need you, Hard One Shorefoot. Whew, Hard One. You are awakened by a jolt as the bed disappears beneath you, along with the Liamund's tiny duck. Saul, you are awakened as you go crashing into the ground. You guys see you are on an empty patch of mountain, cold air blowing. It is just before sunrise. You can see streaks of sun breaking over the mountain, but it is only about dawn. Your whole campsite gone.
Whoa.
What happened to the spell? Callie?
Where? Was it something I said?
Foster, what happened?
You see, Foster has flopped down and is just waving his wings around.
I go to the duck.
No.
Where is Callie?
You see, Foster starts flapping around, looking around. Go ahead. You guys do see some tracks nearby. Go ahead and give me a survival check.
Okay. 16.
Okay.
11, yeah.
Okay. Hard one. You and Saul jump into action. You guys see Callie's footsteps exiting the hut and walking down the mountain a little bit and joining other footsteps that you recognize to be Null Paws and some kind of vehicle or automaton with treads.
Can I look into my cloak and see if the little device is there?
Device is gone.
Gone. Okay, great. So we know what this is.
Okay, I think we can piece this together pretty quickly.
Okay, let's get a move on. No breakfast today.
I mean, I got some hard-boiled eggs if you want one, but...
I'll take a walking egg, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, you pop the egg without breaking the shell off.
A lot of crunch in
there. We're going to need the protein.
Very nice.
Okay. Yeah. We just like instantly, very little words between us, I think.
Yeah, you guys rush after the tracks, hopping down the mountain, just covering a dozen feet at once, just kind of charging recklessly. Mm-hmm. And you guys see in a stretch of valley below you, heading northwest in kind of the wrong direction, is a pack of gnolls following an automaton. The automaton is made of patchwork parts. You see, you know, new steel, but also rusty iron, bronze. Its eyes are glowing blue spheres, and it has a big metal carapace that looks like it could hide some kind of weapons. And you see it's got arms that also appear to have like scythed ends. And the gnolls all jog in perfect lockstep, which is very unusual. They seem like very kind of militarized. And you see that they all have these clockwork leeches in the back of their head and going into their spine. And you see amongst the gnolls, Callie is jogging along with them in perfect lockstep.
Okay. She didn't enlist voluntarily, I don't think.
No, she's not really a jogger. She's more of a sprinter.
I see. Yeah, it looks like she's holding back, actually.
Yeah, Callie, I'll say, as you're running along, you look around at the... Or you don't super have control of your body. Okay. You do feel that this leech is embedding itself in you, and right now it can control essentially like your nerves and stuff, so it's activating your muscles and making you go and follow along with this automaton that is basically like sending out signals and like simple commands.
So like my body's doing the work, but my mind is still free.
Correct.
Torture.
But you do feel you
this
see
is a horror movie.
As you see the gnolls around you, though, you see that their leeches are embedded deeper and looks like it has killed them, and these gnolls are fully controlled, and you feel your life force being sapped away. You start to feel yourself like fading a little bit, but right now you are conscious of what's going on.
Okay, can I make like, there's a lot of self-flagellation for myself right now, getting whipped up in stupid spring sentimentality when I'm supposed to be frozen of mind. So can I still that self-flagellation and just try and do a crude assessment of the situation, if there's anything I can do with my brain to interact with this?
Yeah, go ahead and give me an insight check.
15.
As you let the wintry calm take over yourself, and you almost, you feel your body begin to cool down from the hot sweat that you're breaking as you're jogging along with these gnolls, and you're able to kind of think of this logically. You look around, you know that the hut was going to break basically as soon as you get out of reach of it. You think it's possible that Hardwon and Saul might be able to get the jump on these guys. You know that you're having to follow orders right now. Like, as soon as you get the signal to get in lockstep with these guys, you feel your body compelled to do it, but your mind is not completely gone. You think you might be able to resist part of it, but I think the overwhelming thing is sort of the logical thought that, okay, Hardwon and Saul will come soon. Best bet is for them to knock this thing out of my head. I've not been completely taken over yet. Once they get this thing out, I can join the battlefield. Once I join the battlefield, they're toast.
All right. I once again stifle the self-flagellation of letting myself be saved again. And I think I just, yeah, the patience of a frozen lake.
Yeah. Callie marches along. Hardwon and Saul, what are you guys going to do to approach?
All right. So we're seeing them
ahead of us? Are we like higher up? Do we have advantage at all?
You do not have any kind of advantage on them. They're just in the distance. If you guys would like to stealth, you can do a roll for it. They're on active patrol.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we try to flank them and we do a smash and grab. We get Callie, get this thing off her neck, and then we can take him out.
Yeah. Surgical extraction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's sneak run.
All right.
Great. Okay. Yeah, you see kind of the direction that they're going, and you guys climb and try to essentially cut them off. Go ahead and give me stealth checks.
19.
13.
Okay. This main automaton is doing the thinking for the whole party.
Okay.
So it will just be this automaton doing the perception check. I'll roll it in front of the table. Has a +5 to perception.
Oh, boy.
That's a 16.
Plan B, frog. Can you cause a distraction?
Big time.
Sweet. So, Saul, you make a little noise on the rock as you hop down, try to get a vantage point on the approaching guys. You see the automaton looks up and goes, potential ally detected.
Give me back my friend!
Go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay.
17.
19.
24.
Woo-hoo.
Nice. I will say, Callie, you're at about half health. Just from the leech weakening
from the
you.
Leech, yeah. Okay.
Callie,
round up.
Round up, sure.
So sick.
Round up to 3/4 health.
Callie, you are first to act. You get an order from the automaton. Subdue, potential ally, subdue. And it is going to command you to attack Saul. Use your highest level spells to smite.
What?
Whoa.
How do you know I'm a fucking paladin?
The worm knows all.
You are in the network now.
Do I use all three of my attacks? My offhand?
Correct.
Oh my god.
Callie.
Disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because
disadvantage. So first one, 15 to hit. That 15 misses?
Saul dives out of the way as Callie robotically swings at him.
18 is the next one.
Misses
as well.
Then my offhand. 18 with the next one.
Misses 3 times, yes.
Oh, Callie, hey!
Good job, Callie.
I knew you couldn't hit me.
Yeah, you see Callie with a glazed look in her eyes, with a clockwork leech in the back of her head, is lacking the usual passion she has for fighting, and just goes up and does 3 very forward jabs.
You see, like, a twitch of me, like, cheering in joy that I miss. Yes! Yes!
No, fight for the network. Hit instead this time.
That's not what the network is. I'm going to show you the network.
Saul, that is your turn.
Okay. I know that Hardwon is still hidden. I also know that he's a better wrestler than me, so I'm going to let him subdue Callie. I am going to turn my face towards all of these gnolls and this robot. You see this, like, anger starts building on it. It turns bioluminescent, so much so that you can see my skull underneath. And I'm going to use a new ability for my new subclass called Hour of Reaping. Each creature within 30 feet makes a wisdom save. On fail, they're frightened till the end of the next turn.
Oh, no.
Is that me as well?
That is you as well, yes.
21.
Okay. The automaton is immune to being frightened, and so are the gnolls.
So it's kind
of brutal.
Cool. Yeah.
It is these unfeeling machines just kind of look at you. Unusual.
See, my face looks like the aliens from They Live Now.
Objectively frightening.
Oh.
I analyze this to be frightening.
Hardwood is a little shook.
Do you have notes?
Weird frog.
Yes, you've shown where our leeches should eat.
I hate this. Yeah, that's my turn.
Brutal.
Jeez.
Okay, Hardwon, that is your turn. You see the automatons and the people who are brainwashed by the automatons are marching towards Saul. Now you can see his skeleton, kind of. Look at that thick, juicy brain stem. God, I just want to eat it.
Oh, no. Yes, aren't you distracted by my brain stem?
Kind of, yes.
Interesting move. I don't hate it. Can Hardwon just run out of cover and spear tackle Callie?
You can, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to try to grapple her away from the group.
Oh, Callie, go ahead and give me an opposed athletics check.
Oh, the wrestling is coming off to play.
Callie looked sad that she rolled well, I think.
No.
Nope.
An 8.
Whoa.
Great. I got a 26.
Yes!
Hard One tackles her frighteningly hard.
Dude!
Didn't mean to lead with the head.
She's standing super rigidly because the leech is just starting to take her over.
I slipped on a pebble, okay?
So you have successfully grappled Callie.
And now can I action surge to try to remove the leech?
You can. Ooh. Go ahead. Love and it. Try to remove the leech. The leech is going to do a con saving throw to hang on, and that will be your contested strength check to try to pull it off.
Okay. Strength check.
So this thing gets a +3 to con.
In front of the
I'll
table.
Roll in front of the table.
Okay, in front of the table. In front of the table.
That's a nat 20.
So that's 23.
So we'll still say 23.
Okay. Just a plain old strength check.
This is a strength check. Okay. It's not athletics.
That's a 10, a 15. I might as well use a luck point.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if it can.
Nice.
And it's a 20. Oh, no, sorry. Not a nat 20.
Oh, God.
Brutal.
Dirty 20.
Yes, celebrate for the network.
I think it's starting to work. I'm getting confused.
Yeah, hard one. You start to pull at it, and you realize this is a little complicated, and you could potentially hurt Callie if you don't do this correctly.
So hurt her maybe, more than my tackle.
Yeah, I think you start hesitating a little bit as you wrestle with her.
All right. Everyone's jealous of my friend's beautiful mind. They just want to take it over all the time.
Another potential ally detected. The automaton turns and looks at hard one.
Not me. I'll show you my skeleton, too.
No, we want this guy's brain. Focus up on him.
I appreciate the compliments, I guess.
The gnoll pack is going to rush over and take some cracks at Saul.
Okay.
They roll with disadvantage. You still have not been hit this turn. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, on the low one, would have gotten a nat 20, does not. Okay. That is a 22 to hit, though.
Okay.
24 damage, Saul. As they flank you, get around you, and hard one, you've seen gnolls fight before, and a lot of them fight in this like very bloodthirsty way. And you see, much like Callie, they're just surrounding him and just jabbing at him emotionlessly.
What was the lower hit?
22.
Okay, I'm going to use silvery barbs on that. You see my tongue darts out, grabs one of the gnoll's hands, and makes it stab into one of the other gnolls. And then I retract my tongue, and then I shoot this like starlight energy at hard one to give him advantage on his next attack.
Whoa! Sick. Silvery barbs, they have to reroll, right?
Yes.
Okay. Shout out to the two crew.
Yeah. Okay.
No damage. Hard one, you are going to get advantage now. You see this sparkle of energy around you.
Fuck
great.
Yeah.
Another disadvantage attack on Saul. They only get one more attack, the swarm. Okay, lower one is only a 10. Misses.
Their displacement is so good. I love it.
Yeah, they're just jabbing at you, and you're literally just jumping on their swords. Yip, 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 yip. That is right.
Oh, no, they're horny and under control.
That is the automaton's turn. You see that the automaton, at the start of its turn, opens up its like chest carapace, and you see another one of these leeches pops out and slides down its body and disappears into the dirt.
Burrows down,
and then it's going to take its turn. You see the automaton is going to go over and take some swipes at hard one while he wrestles with Callie.
Stop attacking our cool new ally.
She's my friend first.
She's my friend better now.
I don't think so. You put a worm in her brain.
I have better friends now.
Hey, we keep losing our friends. You can't take any more. We are at a bare minimum of friends.
I got an 11 to hit on my first attack. That's bad. I got a 22 to hit on my second attack. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Congrats.
Yeah.
All right. That is 14 damage, hard one.
Okay.
And after the automaton, that's back up to Callie's turn. Okay, try to actually hit this time, please.
Okay.
Do it for our creator.
Okay, spell out exactly what I have to do.
Please use your highest level spell slot and stab into the guy who is trying to pull out your worm.
Okay. Frog, give me your cloak quick.
All three attacks?
All three, please.
What'd you do?
Fucking God.
Did you
Chris? Do?
Yes. Good job, team. We did it. We did it, everyone. Let's total fucking kill these
Stop
guys.
Stop celebrating.
Wait, can I use... Okay, would you let me use my luck blade reroll?
Okay. Mm.
You can call on its luck, no action required, to reroll one attack roll, ability check, or saving throw you dislike. You must use the second roll.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Here is what I will say, Callie. We're going to treat this like disobeying Gaos, and you're going to take 5d10 psychic damage if you want to reroll this.
I'll take it.
Okay.
No,
take 5d10 psychic damage.
I just saw Kuta do this. I'm fucking inspired.
Her nose is bleeding. I don't know if it's because of the dry mountain air or if she's disobeying a spell.
Could be both.
I make the calculation that this is the right move.
Yeah. As you make this Winter Eladrin calculation and are able to use the power of the sword, knowing that since this thing has not fully taken you over yet, this would probably be the least affected thing and the most control you have in this moment. You're able to slightly redirect it so that you don't stab Hard One directly in the chest and you can reroll, but doing so does send shockwaves through your brain for 29 damage.
Okay.
She's all already at half.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
fuck.
You guys see blood coming out of Callie's nose as the sword resists a little bit going into you, Hard One.
Doesn't look good.
Go ahead and roll a new attack, Callie.
Okay.
That's insane.
Did you just crit again?
No.
I just
no.
Guys,
I just crit again.
That's crazy.
This is so bad. Please use your highest level.
I can use a luck point, right?
To make an enemy reroll?
Yes.
Can you?
Yeah, I think you can use it.
I think you can use it.
I don't know that anyone's ever done this, but this is a good time.
Yeah.
This is a good time to try
it.
Callie can take me down.
Yes, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
You could spend one luck point when an attack roll is made against you.
Yeah!
Okay. Please don't crit again.
Yes, I did.
Yes,
you did it.
Crit.
You did it.
Oh my god. Okay. Does a 18 hit?
It does.
Great.
It does. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations.
But just a regular hit.
Just that's a regular hit.
Okay. Waste that.
Just a fourth level smite. Well, no big deal.
I rolled pretty poorly, so 28 damage.
Okay. 28 damage stabs into Hard One.
Whoa.
Burst of starfire.
Ow.
Go ahead and make your second and third attack, please.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay, that's going to hit as well. Do I have
next,
to use...
next highest level smite.
Highest smite, okay. This is really, really bad for making a fucking friend. Okay, that is 29 damage.
Okay.
Go ahead and make the bonus action attack.
I take out Calder's fucking ice blade for my offhand attack.
You don't have to do that.
Do I not have to do that?
You do. This guy doesn't make the rules. The creator makes the rules.
And as I see it come out, I'm just like, Calder, I need you to fucking intercede here. I just fucking crit again.
Jesus Christ.
You can use another luck point.
I'm going to take the damage. I want to save a luck point in case I need to get this thing off her.
Do another full smite and double it.
Okay, this is going to be 10d8.
Okay, that could take me down.
Yeah.
I'll use a luck point.
It's still going to hit.
Damn.
God, fucking damn it. Why?
This is incredible. You've never rolled so well.
I also, like, as a paladin, I feel like it's so rare to fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're critting so much. It's
so
heartbreaking. Hey,
fucking
guys, you've been doing great, but when it rains, it pours.
We did really good in one tunnel, man.
Oh, my God. 28 more damage.
Okay. Hard One is so fucked up.
Okay. You're not down?
Not down.
Okay.
But I have used all of the luck points, right? Because I used one.
Used one earlier.
Oh, and then I used one on her other crit.
Yeah.
And then again. All right, sweet. Yeah. So they're
good. God. Okay. That is Callie's turn. Saul, that's your turn.
I'm good.
Are you sure, man?
I'm good.
I turn to this automaton and I say, hey, I'm pretty new to making friends, but I'm pretty sure this isn't how you do it.
This is how you make friends. The worm introduces you and then you become friends.
Worms are rarely involved.
I am not the boss. The creator is the boss.
Who is this creator you keep talking
about? The great creator makes everything. Everything will come together with worms.
You're kind of a loser.
Me?
Yeah.
I bring the worms to... one thing or another, one thing or another gets wormed and joins me. We go back to the creator.
You're not the friend. You're just the dealer. You're just the worm guy.
Exactly. Thank you.
What's the creator's name?
The creator.
I see.
Might be. Saul thinks about the Alexandrite and just wonders for a second. Shakes it out of his head. I guess Hardwin's going to have advantage on trying to get this off of Callie. I guess I'll just try and attack this automaton. It seems like they're in charge. Try and distract them at the very least.
You are surrounded by gnolls, so you will have to take an opportunity attack.
Shit.
Just the one, though, and it is with disadvantage.
All right, yeah. I can do that.
Great. We're treating them as a swarm, okay. So they hit big, but they only attack a couple times. Shout out to the two who are on the low roll.
Okay, great.
Jump up. You hop up on their swords as they go after you, and you pop up.
Yeah.
And the automaton is just like rolling over towards Hard One. Time for me to make more friends with worms.
Quit being so proud of this. I'm going to take two attacks.
Great.
That's 2 fours. Wow. We're all making great rolls.
Jesus Christ.
That's going to be a 13 total.
Okay, that does not hit. Okay. Bounces off the metal carapace.
Can I take a bonus action flurry of blows if I don't hit?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
great.
Of course.
All right, I'm going to do that then.
Great.
Two more attacks.
Stop scuffing up my scrap metal carapace. I need to look like a proud worm guy.
Listen. Kind of scuffed to begin with.
We've all been baring our chest recently, but worms aren't supposed to come out when you do it.
You don't know that.
There we go. Okay, so that's going to be a 23 and a 26.
Both hit.
All right, cool. Fuck. That's 10 damage.
Okay. You bop this automaton, and this dude is fierce in that he's able to, you know, command these little legions of guys. But you see, you dent him as you get a couple of pops. This guy is no ancient dragon.
You can see the bioluminescence flashes on my fist, and you do see my bones break a little bit inside.
I think the toughest thing on this battlefield is Callie.
The power of friendship is for worms.
I think you're friends with the worms. That's who your friends are.
I am also friends with the worms.
You're only friends with
the
worms.
We are all worms.
At the end of your turn, go ahead and give me a perception check, Saul.
Oh, shit. There's another one.
Oh. 12.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Okay.
After Saul's turn, that is Hard One's turn, you are wrestling with Callie.
Yeah.
Get him, new friend.
Give me this worm. All right, so I'm going to try to rip this slug out.
Great. We're doing it against the con save.
Yeah.
Plus 3 to this roll. I'll roll in front of the table last time.
Don't crit.
I got a nat 20.
Everyone's fucking crit.
We'll try not to get a nat 20.
Too many bad crits.
I would like to crit.
Okay. 13.
Okay, that's just a 13.
Okay.
Strength check you're doing. You're doing strength check.
17.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
You were wrestling with Callie before she had gotten her sword out and was stabbing at you and stuff, and you weren't able to get a good grip on it, but you finally get it and you detach it from the back of her head here. And Callie, you feel the release of this influence and immediately feel control come back. But you feel, it feels weird. It feels like you've been like sleeping on your arms or something. Like everything feels like it's fallen asleep. You kind of like collapse a little bit, but you are back.
My relief is immediately staunched by seeing the fucking massacre of Hard One.
Yeah, you stabbed me a bunch.
What did I do?
You stabbed me in the chest, the arms, you hit me with your sword, then you hit me with a freezing cold ice dagger thing.
I'm so sorry.
It's all good. I think it was the worm.
It was the worm.
Quit being proud of it.
Yeah, as long as we're not. We're good? Are we good?
Yes. I'm the one who fucking absolutely fucked up. You're the one who should be living with me. Take a swing at me, please.
I don't think anyone needs to hit anyone else anymore.
Hard One bonus action hugs Callie and uses that as a second win.
Pause, please. I want it to punish me.
He hugs her a little too hard. I forgive you.
That is the Noel Pack's turn. Noel Pack is going to, go after Hard One, because sees that Saul is pretty hard to hit. God, that's a 10 to hit on the first misses. Attack, and a nat 1 misses.
Nice.
This
yes.
is both times just yip. Okay, guys, with more feeling, please. Then the automaton is going to open up its chest carapace, and you see it begins glowing, and the automaton goes,
No time for worm strategy. Must contain powerful potential allies.
Hard one, go ahead and give me a charisma saving throw.
Oh, charisma save? Whoa. No.
This thing has a friendship beam.
16.
16 passes.
Yes.
Oh,
hard one, you resist. You feel yourself drawn into this thing's carapace.
I like worms.
And for a second, you find yourself in a strange prison, like a force cage, and then whoosh, you appear back on the battlefield. You resist it. You're good.
All right. You know what birds do? Birds eat worms.
Are you a bird?
We're the crow bros.
The crow, what?
That's right.
You look like you've killed a crow.
I pulled clock off from inside my shirt around my necklace.
After the automaton, that is Callie's turn. Callie, you're back on the battlefield.
Nice.
Okay, I've got to do a quick battle assessment and focus on what is the most threatening thing right now.
The automaton.
Okay, and that's like in the center right now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to try and go after that.
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Wait, old friend.
Get in here, Callie.
We were worm buddies.
You were co-wormers.
All right, I'm going to just take my free attacks. I don't have the smites that I used to, but... Does a 16 hit?
16 does hit.
Yes!
Whoa!
Oh, thank God.
It's thin metal.
Great. I'm going to... Third level smite.
Nice.
You know what? I'm going to fucking roll these in my fucking hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're all rolling really well.
Roll.
We're rolling really well or really bad, depending on whose side you're on.
Depending on how much you like worms.
If you like worms, we're rolling good.
The only worms I want to eat are the ones I put in the chili last night.
What?
You had a bird thing going on. I thought you'd like it.
Just to be clear, are you birds?
No, we just like birds.
I'm not programmed to know what a bird is.
That's very specific.
All I see are friends.
I rolled better with my tactile dice.
Nice.
Yes. There we go. Okay, so that is going to be 38 damage.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, yeah, this automaton instantly looks fucked up. You see just a bunch of metal pieces blow off in all directions. This, go ahead and give me insight checks, guys.
3.
Okay.
10.
16.
Okay. Callie, I think you clock as you hit this thing and a bunch of its pieces blow off. And just the way this thing looks, it was designed to do these very nefarious things, but it is not being done in any kind of professional capacity. Mm. And this thing is starting to fall apart as soon as it's not doing its primary function. You get the sense that this probably isn't actually Mothership.
Huh.
Who else is fucking tinkering with magical objects? Well, I've got two more attacks, and I'm going to fucking use them. Does a 15 hit?
15 does hit. 15
wow. It does? It's okay, amazing.
This thing's made from like a Honda Fit.
Well, he just is a big metal guy.
All right, I can only do a second level smite.
Okay.
28 more damage, and I'm going to add to that a flourish for another 6.
Okay, Callie... Finish this off.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I think I don't know it's over, and I take another attack with Calder's dagger.
Stop, I'm already dead. I've
that
already
hits as
been
well,
disarmed.
And I'm just stabbing back and forth.
Bring me back
things.
To the worms.
Your worm food, bro.
Bury me with my worms.
And then I want to go after all these stupid little neck things.
On the knolls?
Yeah, or like, I don't know.
Great.
Yeah,
you see, as soon as the automaton drops, you see the gnolls all stop fighting.
Oh.
Look at you guys and prepare to just start marching in the other direction.
I think I go, truce, what? This never happened.
Yep. And they just start running off.
Wait, did they get a signal from somewhere else? So they weren't being controlled by this one. There's a bigger signal.
They might be going back to the creator.
The creator. We should follow them.
Yeah, we really should. I'm super fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And I've spent a lot of spells.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I guess, can I lay on hands?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm really, 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 really sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. I know it wasn't you.
No, it was me, though. It really was me.
Yeah, well, it was your sword, yeah. And
but it's also like the whole reason that we're fucking in this to begin with is because I've just been, I got really swept up in the moment, and I compromised the mission, and I'm really, really sorry. And I think, God, I just always do this.
Hey.
It's like I'm always just daydreaming, stargazing, making up stupid little games, and who foots the bill for all my little flights of fancy? Well, everyone around me, and fucking Calder, now Hard One.
Saul grabs Callie's hand and says, hey, the reason that people are always trying to take over and manipulate you is because you're the strongest of us. We just need to be better about watching each other's backs.
That's very, very sweet, Saul, but I will take responsibility and admit that I'm too impressionable.
We all brought that worm into the hut. It chose you, sure, but it could have been any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I should have, I mean, making silly little duck huts for us to just, like, play games in, I mean, that's, it's all too romantic and I have to really, really shave the fucking frill off my edges.
I wish you wouldn't.
I like the frill. That's what makes Callie Callie.
I appreciate that, but I think if we're going to get Calder back, Callie needs to change. And anyways, I guess I also really owe you an apology, Hard One, because I was so stupid in juvenile. I just thought, like, oh, he doesn't want to fight Ultras with us because he doesn't like us. How miserable. Like, and now I realize you don't want to fight Ultras with us because you know that whoever we bring into that battle, I'll just get them fucking killed or fucking stuck in a helmet. I understand my track record is not desirable. Anyways, I'm really sorry. We lost some ground tonight. I might suggest that we rest it off, but I promise I'm not going to conjure silly spells and ducks we can sleep in. We'll make a normal, austere camp. Like reasonable people. Does that sound okay?
No, but if that's what you need, then yeah.
I think in my weakened state, I'll just be more of a fucking liability if we keep going.
Let's set up camp then, and let's get some rest.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I do a Learman's tiny hut, but it's like a bare bones fucking camp with like three thin sleeping bags in it?
You make a really thin Learman's tiny hut to rest up in.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Squarespace. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time. Start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layouts and easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. With Squarespace, you can make a place to upload videos or sell content or memberships, courses, music, ebooks, or if you're a small business, you can easily manage your clients and invoices in one streamlined, customizable workflow. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can check out their menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto Friendly. Folks, their fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you will always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart your new routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from, every week you'll always have new flavors to explore. So make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy and nutritious options. And also keep that kitchen time to a minimum. Factor's meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So that's no shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Head on over to factormeals.com/pawpaw50 and use the code pawpaw50 50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code pawpaw50 at factormeals.com/pawpaw50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Thank you, everybody.
Before we go in, can I do a perception check for this other worm that went into the ground?
You can.
It's a nat one.
Okay.
Can I give him the help action on that?
Sure.
I feel like we're all looking for the worm.
I mean, if he points it out, can we all just look for it?
Yeah. Great. Yeah, he goes out
of there. Shout out to the two crew.
A 19.
There you go. I got an 11.
Callie, you see it.
I can still smell its metal. I'll find it.
You see it on the back of Saul's neck, siphoning.
Can I rip it off immediately? Get out of here!
You piece of shit!
I break it over my knee! Who invited you? No one!
Is it still there? It feels like it's still there!
Do I have one? Fuck, do I have one?
I look at the back of Hardwood's neck.
Look at the beard.
There's no worm in the beard. But Saul, you did take you did take 20 damage from being leached. Over
Look
the past
at you having
rounds.
Fun.
I know, it's fun. Sneaky.
I'm glad, you know, Murph has to have fun too.
Yeah. You must have been. You must have had a boner behind the screen with me critting on Hard One so much.
I've got a boner back.
This guy's got his own little worm over there.
That's why you have the screen.
Yeah, that's why I have the screen. I had my boner when I when I use clockwork leeches. It gets me off, guys. Yeah. It gets me off.
It's fair.
Yes, you are able to. This one is not nearly as embedded as the one on Callie. Mm-hmm. You guys are able to rip it off and just stomp it into the ground.
Yeah. Mm. We really fucking take turns on it.
Yeah.
It's confetti when we're done with it.
Great.
And it's cathartic while we're doing it.
So you guys set up camp, and I'm going to say we're going to set a base DC. We're not going to have you guys roll a con save because you guys haven't moved. So I'm going to set a low DC and see if the gnolls, if they roll a 1, 2, a 3, or a 4, they're on the wrong scent and going in the wrong direction. But 5 or higher, you guys get another loss.
And we have one loss.
And you already have one. So this will be 2. So I'm going to roll in front of the table. That's a 9, so they do succeed. They get a 12. So you guys do hear as you guys patch up your wounds throughout the day, and as nightfall hits, you do hear the howling of gnolls as this trip has gotten a lot more grim.
It's took a turn.
And Callie, do you want to describe the new bare bones campsite?
I do.
Okay.
It's a fucking sad, droopy tent with 3 thin sleeping bags inside and nothing else.
Uh-huh. You see Foster sitting there just kind of looking upset.
There's a hearth and it's too cold to start a fire.
How is it mildewed already?
Is it drafty in here?
Yeah, I think that there's like a layer of frost on everything. Like even when we sleep, there's just like accumulates a layer of frost even though we're indoors. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah, I think without the distractions of the duck tent and just like all of like the laughter and merrymaking and wrestling, Saul just like goes to sleep thinking about how Calder, with his good investigation, would have seen that worm a mile away.
Saul goes to sleep. Callie's just quietly sitting there looking at the empty hearth. And Hard One, what are you doing?
I think I might approach Callie and sit down just quietly and sit with her for a little bit, not saying anything, and maybe just offer, the reason I don't want to face Ultras is it's because I'm afraid. It's because I'm afraid I might lose. It's not because I think you guys are a liability. I'm afraid that I'll get you hurt.
Hardwon, I quite literally just got you so hurt.
Yeah, you kicked the shit out of me.
Yeah. Like, what could you possibly do that would be worse than that? I kicked the shit out of you. I sent my friend to a fucking helmet because I was hung up on my ex. Though it is a sweet comfort to think that you don't think I'm a liability, I think it's getting objectively true, and that's fine. You know what? Because I'm trying to look at it practically and be like, I know that you were afraid, but I feel like you're terribly powerful. So I understand you don't want to fight Ultras, but maybe I don't want to ask you to save me, but could you train me at least?
I won't try to talk you out of feeling like everything's your fault, because hell, I feel like that myself. We can share a can of beans.
What the hell could be your fault? You're like literally like a hero of multiple planes.
I was.
I don't think that sort of title you just lose.
I won every battle but the last one.
I think that's everyone's story though, isn't it?
You haven't lost yet. Calder's still alive. You can still save him, and I will train you.
I know you don't owe me that.
Well, I don't even know how well I can train you. You did kick my ass.
I wrestle Callie.
Yeah. I think I do want to kind of stop it, though, and be like, forgive me, I'm like pretty unschooled, but what is the battle that you lost? I've never heard anything about that.
Well, you know Theala killed Pelor.
Yeah, I think I've heard of some of like the drama between the gods.
This drama has, it's only gotten worse since then. Pelor was resurrected, but his murder inspired others. The plains are full of god killers, gods invading each other's realms, trying to murder each other so they can steal divine hearts, so they can invade the material plane like Theala. We're doing our best to form pacts, alliances, truces, so this doesn't happen. But things flare up, and the war god Grumsh invaded Isgard, Khorotal, where my father rests. I lost my battle with Grumsh, and my best friend died that day. A man named Cobb.
I'm so sorry.
It is what it is.
What was he like?
He was funny.
Was he?
He's a riot, that guy.
Do you remember any jokes he used to tell?
They're all off the cuff.
You do know that Cobb would always say to keep it light.
He'd always tell me to keep it light. But since he's gone, it feels like the light went with him.
I'm really sorry. Is that why you stopped?
I can't protect my best friend. Who can I?
Did he ask you to protect him?
He tried to save me. He did save me. I couldn't return the favor.
That is the worst feeling.
I imagined you might be able to relate.
Yeah, I was trying not to make it about me, but I had a visceral gut clench of empathy, not sympathy. Can I just creep over for a hug? I am gonna be straight with you.
I have no good advice for these feelings.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just holed up in my ship and ate beans for 3 years. I don't know if that worked very much either.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like facing it. I did hear something that if you feel something and you just let yourself feel it, like feelings can only stay around for so long. It's when we fight them that they stay around for so long.
Hard one lets in this feeling of failure and loss, and I think he cries.
I think that I like make myself an icy surface for the tears to sort of artfully roll off. Let it out. Let whatever is in there out.
He cries like a dog.
Tell if it's the gnolls or... Yeah, I'll say, Saul, you were probably mostly pretending to be asleep.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
we're done for the day, and just went to sleep, and are just staring upward, having heard every single word that was just uttered.
So the crying didn't wake you up.
I think I face away in my sleeping bag and pretend to sleep the whole time, but then like make a little like solemn pact to myself that I will do whatever I can to keep Callie from fully submerging into this icy darkness, that I'll do what I can to keep her smiling.
And you guys all go off to bed for the night.
That's like trance back to back.
That's nice.
Kind of like a training montage.
Yeah. All right. So one of the cots is not being used.
Saul gets up and makes pancakes for everyone and gives Hard One a huge one with a smiley face on it.
Actually, after our little connection last night, I'm like feeling a little warm, so the hearth actually works this morning. Okay. It's not frozen. Hearth goes up.
Pads go under the weird sleeping bag. It's a real camping trip now. We might not be full jet stream, but...
Oh, iodine tablets. Yeah. Great.
Saul wakes up first. And as you guys come out of your trances, you do see that Saul is really overcompensating with the breakfast. Make smiley face pancakes.
Today's a new day.
I spin mine around so it's frowning.
I look at you like, what are you doing? We just talked about this. Spin it back up and then spin mine so it's frowning.
The sun is shining. There are infinite tomorrows.
I use syrup to make a couple little tears coming out of the eyes.
Saul licks them off.
That's about right.
Okay. I dismiss our meager 10.
Okay.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
I think I also like, I take my stupid little berries out of my juniper twig. I take my stupid little winter plum blossoms off, and I'm all just barren twigs and
all
ice
business.
Now.
Saul collects them and puts all them right. away.
Let's fucking do this, right?
Yeah.
No room for... Yeah.
So we know that the gnolls under control, the controlled gnolls, went in the opposite direction. And as much as I want to know what's going on with that, we got to just keep on the path, huh?
Something's not right, but we have to get through these mountains.
Yeah. I have a question. I'm like having a memory of Krugen talking about there being factions in Iondeep that were working with Esri. Didn't we learn stuff about, like, Krugen knew something about...
Yeah, there are businesses.
Or I sent him a postcard with... who was working with someone.
Yeah, the Bronzebeards had Gromdahl Bronzebeard Gromdahl. Was getting a shipment of stuff from Mothership.
Yeah.
And Krugen was saying that Jaina Bronzebeard is at odds with the rest of her family. And this seemed like it could have been on the low end of trouble. It would just be stuff for them to smuggle, and on the high end of trouble,
this
it would be stuff for a coup.
Low end trouble.
This doesn't seem like low end trouble.
Like
but I'll
trouble.
Say, Hard One, you know enough about the mountains here that you guys are about halfway to Iondeep. Mm-hmm. And as you start getting closer to Iondeep proper, there are outlaws from Iondeep that live in the mountain. The sort of these like warlords and whatnot. And I'll say if Hard One conveys this to you guys imagine that the mercenaries that you ran into when you were in the Living Wood might be those type of guys, people who aren't officially affiliated with Iron Deep, but have access to a lot of the same technology and are able to like kind of amass weapons and things like that, have their own sort of Wild West.
I see.
Uh-huh.
So this is maybe just like a flare up between outlaw warlord people.
It could just be essentially a warlord mad scientist.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Huh. That's two adjectives you don't normally see next to each other.
Yeah. So it's bad. It's bad news. I mean, just a mad scientist. Right? Yeah. There's no mad scientists that just work in a lawful way. Generally, yeah. they're mad. Yeah. But I will say that you saw the gnolls. When I say wrong direction, I don't mean they were literally heading like, you know, Iron Deep's west. They weren't heading east. Mm. They were heading like northwest. They're heading like out of the way of Iron Deep, but it could be on that side of the mountain where the warlords
not the straight diagonal path exactly. We're taking.
Yeah. All right. Great.
Okay. What are we thinking?
I think the most direct path straight to Iron Deep. Mm-hmm.
Great. I love it. Straight, yeah. Direct.
Uh-huh.
No frills.
Yeah.
All business.
Sorry, I said that too fun. No frills.
Just maybe one small hiking song is all I'm thinking. Tree-la-la, tree-la-lo, tree-la-la-la-la.
Hard when you get flashbacks to Beverly.
He cries again.
On the path we go.
Yeah, you guys march along. Go ahead and this is a non-event day. This is you guys are on day 6, but only day 5 of actual hiking. So go ahead and give me a survival check.
Can I give you a Bardic?
Please. That's going to be a 26.
26, a much needed nice day of hiking.
Saul puts on the stupidest hat. Yeah.
What a load off.
Looks like we made the changes we need to make.
Yeah, Foster puts on a similar hat to Saul. They're wearing matching hats. Tries to get Callie's attention.
I don't think it's cute and fun when people match hats. There's nothing about that that makes me think of Elzor and Iggy and Igneous's really funny, cute voice asking for a hat. I loved it. Nope. No, frosted over. All right, then.
It's a good hat. Keeps the sun out of your eyes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was worried
practical.
About.
Practical. I agree.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's mesh on the sides.
Very nice. Breathable.
Keeps the hair on the head.
I made them for each of
all
you.
All in place.
Interesting. I'll use it as a functional bag.
I have a hat, but thank you.
Great. Yeah, you guys march along. As you make camp for that night, you do another bare bones camp. But more,
I do the bare bones, but with the addendums from my talk with Hard One.
Got it. Great. Okay. So not glamping, but high level camping.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. That's
nice. You guys make another campfire for the night. Go ahead and give me con saving throw.
That is only a 15. I'll use Indomitable and reroll a saving throw. That is a 14.
Okay. I'm going to roll in front of the table. On an 11 or higher, you guys have a gnoll problem.
Uh-oh.
I don't fear a gnoll problem because that seems like good practice.
Seems manageable.
That is a 12, becomes a 15.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys are camping that night, you hear the sounds of gnolls in the distance to the north of you, to the south of you, barking back and forth, getting closer, and then it gets quiet.
Waiting right outside of us.
They're on to us.
I think we have to take this problem head on. I mean, don't want to be dealing with gnolls for the rest of this journey.
Okay. I say we kick the shit out of these gnolls, and then we try to haul ass and get ahead of them.
I think we try to make an example of these gnolls.
Yeah, let's do it. Can I kick off before I dismiss the austere tent? Can I kick it off with some prestidigitation? Because I can create odors.
Okay.
So can I, if they're using scent, can I at least just like start it by throwing a scent 10 feet away? That's our same scent.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a deception check.
17.
Okay. I'll say that as you use the prestidigitation to move your scent a little bit, you do hear skittering and the gnolls reveal their position. You see eyes light up. You see a swarm and a swarm leader, like a bigger, burlier gnoll, is just sniffing around and looking, waiting for you guys to appear.
So can I summon my serpent between my legs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The serpent appears, Starfire appears below Callie, and the serpent sort of rears up like a snake and bares its fangs.
All right.
And I think, let's just do a little bit of buffing.
Yeah.
Hard one. Your AC could be better.
Could be.
I'm going to hit you with Shield of Faith.
Sick.
Thank you.
Hard one, you briefly see Beverly's face as a shield overtakes you.
Hey, kid.
There are infinite tomorrows.
All right, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It disappears in
Let's
a poof
go.
Of
Sweet.
Wind.
Yeah, Callie on the back of a serpent. Hard one has his axe. Saul is turning bioluminescent.
Ooh, all back to back.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll initiative.
Let's do it.
21.
14.
27.
Nice.
Okay, so nobody is surprised, but they rolled worse than you guys. Saul, you are first to act. As soon as the thing goes, you see the gnolls turn and look at you.
And took a night off from
you.
Fucking, huh?
We weren't the ones that were fucking.
You could be if you wanted. Yeah. No shame in it.
They're saving themselves for marriage. Saul is going to jump 4 feet into the air, inflate his fist. They fill with this bioluminescent light, and then I'm just going to slam down this horde and attack.
Sick. Bioluminescent arms come down, start attacking the horde.
I am way of the long death now, and I'm hoping that I can absorb some of the HP from these gnolls. 21 and 25.
Both hit.
Yeah.
Saul lands in the middle of this gnoll swarm and just pops 4 of them lightning fast.
I'm going to try and loosen them up so that they'll just leave us alone and go have sex.
Again, we're not the ones that were having sex.
So that's 2 hits. I'm going to take a bonus action to flurry of blows.
Great.
14 and 15.
15 hits.
That's 26 damage to these gnolls.
Saul, you jump down in the middle of these gnolls, punch a few of them in the stomach, have them like doubling over, turn around and crack a couple of them in the face. You have injured the swarm, but they are not halved yet.
Okay.
They'll start doing less damage once they're halved. But I'll say you take out one. There's like 8 of them here. Mm-hmm. You punch one in the stomach, get like a liver shot. You see doubles over.
Shit, don't make me
Wait
like that.
Wait a second.
It sounds like me.
I joined them. Now,
this is what they do. Fucking hate dogs.
Frogs and dogs.
Hard one, that's your turn.
Okay. Hard one kisses Caw-Caw's corpse for good luck. Swings his axe and says, I want the big one. I'm going to go after the beefy gnoll.
Great. Yeah, the gnoll pack lord.
That is a 22.
Hits.
And a 21 to hit.
Hits.
Don't cry like that. 29 damage.
Sick. Yeah, you fuck up this gnoll pack lord.
Great, and I'll action surge on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dirty 30.
Yeah.
Dirty 30.
Wait, 21. Not a natural 30?
I
was joking. There's no natural 30.
But it is only a 28.
Hold on, Jake, that's a 30-sided dice, man.
Yeah. What are you doing, man?
It's a 28 and a 21.
Great,
beautiful.
Both hit.
27.
Hard one, finish the pack, Lord.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Yes, wow. You do!
When I see, after I've slashed into him the first time, I just grip a can of beans like it's brass knuckles, and I punch him in the jaw.
You break his jaw with a can of beans. You see the pack, Lord. Falls over dead.
I hold up Jessica Simpson and do a cheering thing. Like she's in the audience.
Out of here.
I grab the pack leader's head and I yell, "Is this your king?"
See the pack lord begins regenerating. No,
what?
You do see that the swarm of gnolls, unlike the ones that were being controlled by the clockwork leeches, mm-hmm. these guys are going to keep at it. They've got the taste of blood. They're mm-hmm. Still coming down on you guys.
Okay.
So that is end of Hard One's turn, holding the head, saying, "Is this your leader?" As the dogs just keep barking and frothing.
So no, he's not. It's just a question.
Hard One, by killing their leader, you've triggered an election.
Callie, that's your turn.
All right. How many are there?
They're acting as a swarm.
Okay. So I'm just going to take 3 attacks on the swarm.
Great.
I have advantage because I'm using my mounted combatant feet for the first time.
The serpent was
up in attack pose and then fires forward with you on back as you're just jousting on the back of the serpent.
And yeah, I think I am going to like joust style and like use the serpent to then like get out of range after my attacks.
Oh my
God. So that like I keep the concentration on the shield.
Great.
Of all right.
She's a freaking dragoon.
That's a crit.
Whoa!
Yeah! Finally on the right side. So many crits for you today.
Seriously. Oh my God.
I think your dice knew that those other crits didn't count.
No, I think my dice were leading me towards feeling so monumentally terrible to have that. Okay, so my sword, and now I'm going to roll the third level is going to be 4, so it's going to be 8d8, right?
Correct.
41 damage.
Wow. Okay. You guys see that as Callie rides by on this serpent, streak of starlight from her sword cuts through half of the gnoll pack that has been softened by Saul and keeps riding along. They are going to do an opportunity.
Oh, I still have 2 more attacks.
God.
Oh
my God.
Go for it. Just go for it.
Okay, that's going to hit 22.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
I'm going to do a second level smite.
Okay.
10 damage on the attack and 14 on the smite.
Okay.
Nice.
They are looking fucked up. There's only a few left.
Third attack. That's another crit.
My God. Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, just on the back of the serpent, just riding back and forth, slashing into them.
Did she say she was a liability?
She's liable to kill a lot of gnolls.
The smite damage on that is 29.
Callie, finish this.
Yeah.
I think I'm fucking ice cold. No fucking celebration. No frills. I look like a fucking butcher.
Jesus. Callie goes through and just coldly cuts down the gnolls that are fighting with her. You see in one swift movement, cleans the blood off her sword, flips it around, puts it back in the sheath, and rides back up to you guys on the back of the serpent.
That's one problem taken care of.
Let's get some rest.
Tidily so. Yeah.
Sweet.
All right.
So, yeah, you guys do hear more gnolls in the distance, but they are far enough away that you can kind of calculate and deduce that they're not going to make it to you for the rest of the night, so you can finish your rest.
Okay. Let's just go ahead and take the corpses and drag them along to create a ring of blood so that they know not to leave us alone.
That's a really, really good idea.
Yeah. I got it from you.
I bring the gnoll leader's head, and I say, do you want to do this with the chili?
Dog meat.
I mean, they were going to eat us.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll do it. I need my strength.
Okay, you guys eat gnoll for dinner?
Yeah, I think that there's some little, like, I think that this victory now in this austere tent, there's some little metal silverware and camping utensils.
Oh. All right. Yeah, you guys have upgraded a little bit.
Do we have those like ceramic mugs now?
Not yet.
Hey, you're getting there. You're getting
We're
there.
Starting
you're
getting to nest.
There. Yeah. You're getting there.
Okay. So you guys have had one encounter with the gnolls. Next time you know, hard one, that more will come and you only have to fail twice for them to show up.
Mm.
And things will just continue to double and triple and quadruple.
Yeah.
You guys do get a night of sleep, however. And you wake up the next day, a little bit foggier today, and you see that your camp is surrounded by dead gnolls.
I take in the smell of death. Oh,
God, it smells so bad. Just absolute
rotting. Arvin walks out with a coffee.
What are you drinking that from?
I cut my hands.
This is burning.
Worth it, though. Yeah, I think we've done all we can here.
I think we have to push today, don't we?
Let's push, push.
Yeah. Let's push.
Okay. This is going to sound a little weird, but should we bring some of the piss-soaked tunics and rags from the gnolls to help as a scent distractor?
Yeah, I think that's a really great idea.
Okay, Hardwin, do you want to hold these?
I was going to nominate you.
I can conjure an unseen serpent to carry them along behind us.
Okay, yeah, the unseen serpent carries them along.
Yeah, they can be 60 feet behind us.
Oh, great.
Perfect. Downwind, hopefully.
Yeah. the wind shifts in the other direction. You just smell piss.
Go ahead of us. Go ahead of us.
It seems like each gnoll was marking their territory at all times.
Like, nobody ever let their bladder build up. They just pissed whenever they had the slightest inkling, whenever they could, really.
Why do you have to claim your own clothing?
Why is the sun beating down on it, too?
Yeah, it's so hot. Just hot. It's the hottest day.
Oh, it's rancid. Yeah. Oh, the fog cleared so quick.
Yeah.
That must be what the fog is.
Yeah.
It's fucking evaporating. No piss.
Yeah. So you guys continue.
Stinking cloud.
You continue your hike, and you find yourselves at the base of a giant cliff. And Hard One, you know geographically where you guys are at is... This is the big sort of range of mountains that you have to climb to get over, that then you get into a new valley, and that's kind of where a lot of the warlords and stuff start popping up. Hmm. But this is a big climb that you guys have to do.
Okay.
There are basically three checkpoints, and depending on how you guys do on the climb, that will be how many setbacks you accumulate and how quickly monsters can catch up to you guys. So we will go ahead and do rolls to see how many feet up each of the checkpoints are, to see how tall the cliff is.
Okay.
So we're going to do a DC 10 plus a D8. Does someone want to roll that for me?
No.
Please?
No.
Can we get, yeah, I mean, you guys have
my
been rolling.
D8's rolled really well. I
yeah,
don't
why don't
I
we do, why don't we have
one.
Hard right, one roll? Okay, so this first checkpoint, D8.
6.
Okay, so that's a DC 16. Let's roll another D8 for the second checkpoint to the midpoint.
7.
Okay.
What are you doing, man?
A DC 17, and then the last climb to the top.
4.
4. Right. Okay. Looks like the hardest part is getting to the middle. Mm-hmm. Starting your climb is a DC 16.
Oh, yeah, we got
to
pick the nose.
I'm
see it juts out?
Hit you both with, like, a stern look of, like, we've got this. It's really stern and no frills, and it's a bardic inspiration.
Not even a smirk.
You see how uncomfortable Callie is with being super straightforward.
Hey, you, hard one, you've got this.
Thank
sorry,
you.
That was too animated. You've got this.
Thanks.
So,
yeah,
you've got this.
Saul flashes like a massive smile to try and cheer Callie up, but he can't think of anything to say, so he's just like grinning at her and looking dead-eyed.
Saul flashes you the shark eyes.
It kind of works. Uh-huh. It's kind of charming. Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
We've got climbing to do.
Climbing.
Yeah. Saul's really handsome, so he just looks like a daytime talk show host.
Dead
just
eyes.
Giving you the
and
dead
pearly
eyes and
white.
The smile. Yeah.
Here's the forecast. It's rocks.
So, in what order do you guys want to go up? We'll do the initiative in that order. You guys can choose.
I'm not much for climbing. I'm better at avoiding rocks as they fall.
I'm good at climbing.
Okay, so
I'm good
am
at
I.
climbing. And
so maybe you and I lead, I caboose.
Right.
Saul's in the middle.
Yeah.
So you can either pull him up or I can catch him.
I love it.
Okay, great. Callie, you are first to go. So this is how Callie starts her climb.
That is a 14.
14. You see Callie is struggling to get up. The climb is taking her a long time.
It's fine. This is what learning is.
Yeah. I should have said before we started, Callie, you got this.
Do I get a bardic inspiration from
you
Bard One,
don't.
AKA Bard One?
Yeah.
Bard One.
You see that Bard One also has dead eyes. Okay.
You really got to clean Falster off your hands, man.
I do have like a face that prepared if like things get bad.
Yeah. Okay, Callie, you are going to take some minimal damage.
Okay. I can take that.
Okay. You're going to take 10 damage just from sliding a little bit. Mm-hmm. This first like kind of cliff face is pretty sheer and you're having a hard time getting grips. Mm. And you keep sliding down.
I grin as rocks fall on my face and I just like, I love being humbled.
Yeah. You guys can proceed in line with Saul next, or you can have Callie try again.
Can I give Callie guidance for her next try?
You can.
Great. I grin really wide at Callie and say, learning is your mind's rainbow.
Logically, I, the player, know we should send up one of you guys with a bardic, but let's go with this.
Yeah.
Why not?
Great. Yeah.
24.
Okay.
Nice.
Callie begins her climb successfully, finally. You see that her hands are like bleeding a little bit from trying to get good grips and from slipping a little bit, but does manage to make it to the first checkpoint.
Hard One nods, thinking that it was his, you got this. and not any spell.
Great. Saul, that is your turn.
Saul grins his teeth wide. He's going to start climbing. It's just a 14.
Oh, you have the bardic though, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I have a bardic.
Let me okay, you can use that.
That's an 8.
You get up on the first checkpoint with Callie. And it was the you got this that really pushed you through.
I got for, this. Yeah, for you, for real.
You've taken on the morning news anchor. You are the weatherman.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah, the weatherman.
The weatherman.
And that
he
is.
He always knows what's going to happen. Yeah. He always knows what's coming.
All right. That is a 21.
Hard one. You successfully get up to the first checkpoint.
Are we tied? Do we have ropes on us?
You can. You can tie ropes to you guys.
Yeah, let's all tie
up. Rope up.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's rope up.
Yeah, you guys all start your climbs separate when it's not too dangerous. But once you get going and once you get up to this first checkpoint, and at this point, you guys are 116 feet up.
Wow.
But if you fall from higher up, you'll fall to this point probably, unless you roll terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
But you guys rope off. What that means is if somebody falls off, they will potentially pull someone off, but it means that they don't necessarily, they don't free fall.
Right.
Yeah. Great. So you're putting the party at higher risk to save each other.
Great. Love that.
What do you think is at the top of this hill, by the way?
Oh, yeah. I would know.
Yeah, you would think more mountains and potentially warlords and potentially some kind of mad scientist, apparently.
Okay, I'm like trying to figure out if I should give another bardic to Saul. I think I'm going to do it.
There we go.
Hey, you've got this.
Today's forecast calls for partly chance of piss clouds followed by successful friendship.
Sweet. Go ahead and give me new rolls as you climb up.
22.
Callie, you make it up to the halfway point, and the climb only gets easier from here. So nice. You are up on a little ledge, and Saul, you are up next.
Okay. Saul is going to give a hard one guidance this time.
Thank you.
But he says it in a little questioning way this time. He's like, you got this.
Okay.
21.
21 does it.
Yeah.
You get up to the halfway point. Hard one. You are the caboose.
Yes. That's another 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys all make it up to the halfway point here.
Should we have snacks?
Yes, I think that sounds really good.
Sustenance, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nourishment.
I take out some M&M-less gorp.
You see, Foster always loves the gorp and always goes straight for the M&Ms. And you see, goes into the pack and just looks disappointed and takes some raisins.
Wow. A lot of pecans in here.
Yeah, as you guys reach the midpoint, there is a sudden shake as gravel and rocks begin falling from above you, and suddenly a giant crack appears in the middle of the mountain, bisecting it, and the two sides begin to move apart and open. Everybody give me dexterity saving
throws. Oh, this is good. 17.
Dirty 20.
Pass.
Nat 1.
You see, Callie was a little close to the edge, and as it shakes, she falls off, but you guys are ropes. Tied off with ropes. One of you can make a strength saving throw to try to grab her. I'm going to say it's going to be a little difficult because she rolled a nat 1. So let's say strength saving throw, DC 20, but one of you can help the other one.
Okay.
I got her. Not so fast. Okay, we use this help. 21.
Oh!
Hard one. You get over to the edge. You dig your heels in, and you catch Callie as she's falling with the rope. The rope gets tight, and Callie, you definitely are going to take a little bit of damage.
Back crack.
Yeah. You
it's
take
nice item, actually.
13 damage as your back cracks. And
all right, but you have to do me next. I could use that release.
Saul kind of grabs Hard One's waist and keeps him up there.
Thanks, Weatherman.
And you guys take a little bit of time and pull Callie back up. But yeah,
I
you feel
so sheepish as I finally am revealed. Thank you for saving me.
Yeah.
It's really raining Cali's out there, right, huh?
Yeah.
Weather jokes.
I actually really like weather jokes. Stop it.
And as you guys pull Cali up, when the dust settles and the mountain stops shaking, you see that the rocks have separated with a vertical fissure in the middle about 20 feet wide. And guys, go ahead and give me perception checks.
Nat 1.
21.
18.
Okay. First off, you guys all feel through this crack in the mountain heat wafting from inside, blowing out of the mountain. And below you guys, you see three fire giants returning from the above world. You see they wear suits of black plate with fiery red hair that matches their cloaks, standing nearly 20 feet tall. On their backs are enormous great swords, as tall as Hard One, and they are carrying with them a huge wagon full of scrap metal salvaged from destroyed automatons. Yeah, the same build as the automatons that you saw that had attacked you. It looks like they went and destroyed some of them and they're taking them for themselves.
Oh.
Interesting.
And you hear them talking, kind of echoing through the valley, but they're speaking in giant and they proceed into the fissure they've created in the rocks. And as they disappear into the distance, you feel the mountain begins to shake and begins to close.
Should we jump in?
Wait.
Is that fucking crazy?
Hard One, like, if we went this way, would it be faster?
Stay put.
Okay.
That's an entrance to the fire giant's realm. We can't go there. We can't survive.
Yeah, okay. I have to take 3 showers a day just to, like, maintain kind of my general moisture level. So, like, that does not seem great for me.
Yeah, it'll dry you out real fast, bud.
I hold out my hand and it's melting.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I wouldn't be so copacetic with that.
Sweet, yeah. You guys feel
I
the
do
rocks?
Hawk one loogie down there.
You hawk one loogie down there.
Evaporates.
Evaporates before it even hits.
Fuck.
You feel the mountain shaking again as the fissure once again closes, hiding away the fire giant's underground city, underground lair. Callie and Saul, as the mountain closes, you felt this heat wafting towards you. In the middle of the overwhelming heat, you do feel a familiar icy breeze for a second. And then it is cut off as the mountain closes. And that's where we'll end our session.
No! That was... Could it be? Wow.
Wow.
Welp, we'll talk about this more over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NEDDPOD. Don't do it. That was too early even for the bit. So, everyone relax, okay?
Actually.
Does anyone have anything they'd like
Let's
to plug?
Go through plugs.
I actually have a really weird plug.
A weird one, do it.
Me and Merv got these day planners. That are like pretty intensive and I love them. It has like a little daily habit tracker.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say, like, if you're thinking about getting into a day planner, like, it could be a really beautiful change. Yeah.
Check out day planners, everybody.
Day
planners. Check them out.
I like that.
Yeah. And with that, I think we have nothing to plug officially.
We got to the last
thing. We did it. Nothing else. Yeah. Okay. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use at CHMercyMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Ashford's Emily, and at Jake Records is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NEDDPOD.
Go.
We are the youth of the nation. We are.
Folks, the end of our show has come, and that means it's time to shout out our benevolent, powerful Council of Elders. Let's get right to the task. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Hugh C., Later McSkater, Matt M., Cutter W., Feared Al, Daniel G., Calder's twin brother Balder, who is half an inch taller, Dungeon Mama, parentheses, not sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, a.k.a. Balnor's Boy, Hoyt's Friend, Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwind, TJ M, Trele, The Cray, Christopher B., Damiel R., Jordan L., cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, beep boop, Dungeon Daddy, parentheses, very sexual, Princess Yar, Michael L., Jack L., Sam L., Nicholas C., star of every film ever made in Bohemia, currently starring in the film adaptation of Ulfgar Ghost Punch, can't wait to see it, Samuel B., Mike H., Alka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G., Tyler F., Panama James, Andrew the Druid, Rex Daniel the White, Captain Sigil, Diana De Los Lopez, CC Lulu, Timmy R., Lucas B., Reiko, It's Kevin, Calder's Calculated, Cunning, Climactic, Clever, Crescendo, Ultras, hashtag Can't Come Cold, Taylor B., The Vengeful, One-Winged Angel, Cass Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Stephen Cole, Mike K., Lady Taco, Joy T., Nara, Jake L., Nick W., Esme M., Hobson, Son of Hop, Foster, the Boneless Duck, William W., Aaron, the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, what is up, my dude, Ananarama, Percival Frederickstein von Musel Klasowski de Rolo III, Item, the Simple Dimples, J. Dragonborn, Vincent, Make Her Thrum First, D, the Sandrean, Ben A, Phil Donis, Dave H, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant Izzy F saying a big congrats on 5 whole years. Thank you so much, Bookvar. Hope you're doing good in the library. DPC is awesome. Summer Rose, a.k.a. Grand Terre. Marky Mark, the Marvelous Mining Engineer. Cat C, Kel Slay. Misa, of House in Zunza. Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid. Selena N, a.k.a. Velaciraptor. B, Perky, Always. Pat L, Zavexel. Achutha A, Lauren H. Talia, Ryan S. The Bone Duster. Robot Crisps, Ball Business Illustrator, insert request. I would love to see the assault on the mothership tank. I think that'd be really cool. Bloops, Carly Ann, Addie K, Connor S, Christopher J. Pebblepot. To the Dew Riders, my first, never mind. We died. I'm a turtle now. Them's the breaks. Zaleel, Jack M, Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Sydney Tatum, Jack Hubert, Crabster Champion of Crod, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow, Fenderay, She-Wolf of Winter, Queen of the Bone Perch, Lady of War, Lindsay W, Juicy Kiwi, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Harry Cox, Noah, the Bagel of All Things, James G, Everything Bago, the Aladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger, Stripey, Dandy, Eric B, Marcos P, Court, hopes you're having an amazing day, Learns, the Balance Druid, Dakota James P, Frida M, Pagos, Betrothed, Self-Proclaimed, Fae Prince, Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E, Holly, Hyena, Kristen Z, Leia C, Paige H, Maybe, Pixel Stars, Akash T, Kristen with a K, Cal, just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Monster Hunter Neos, the Restless Spirit of Simon, Ouija boarding a message for Meg, the mail carrier, to send to the elders and the heroes of Bohemia. Good luck, Meg. Keychain's Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kyra, her busty queen. Your friendly neighborhood Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid. John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia, requesting a signature on a Revivify letter addressed to Simon. He said that you would sign it, Hard One. Okay, ball's in Hard One's court now. James F., M4L, Wayfarer, has now settled into their new life in the Fey Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Ooh, looking forward to hearing more. Andrew B., Barpo, Good Barrel, Bardbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep. Welshlander, Garrett G, a.k.a. One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana Daisy, Sean J, Ethan B, Renee, the Monster Captain, Gabriel W, Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope, Olivia, the Enchanting Bard, who will totally be directing an even cooler puppet show for the Duck Team. Sorry, Calder. Winter Slade, Michaela R, Forrest H, a.k.a. Life is like a box of Martha Togold's sticky buns. Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, your boy Anthony, who moved positions and can't listen to the podcast at work anymore. That's the pits, Anthony. Josh H, Jack R, Trogdor, the Burninator, Clementine T, Caleb L. This message has been brought to you by fairies in support of hashtag CCC. Alex R, Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. Dogs of Babel. Calvius Silverfang. Gino T. Mama Bell, the silver serpent herself. Funeer, Dr. Tolkis. Bow chicka wow wow. Derek D. Tristan G. Dungeon Bailiff Tucker. That's right, Jake. First your wife, now your job. Oh boy. Jazzman and Fam, the surgeons behind Pendergreen's juicy new ass. Amazing work. Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua P.S., Martin T, Alexande, Linz W, Mandy K, Emma S, Red, the Reforged, Warforged, James, Mr. Craft, Hammy, Beverly's distant cousin, hi cuz, the Godly King, Hunter W, and Sejoff, the Raven King. Chilled with Hard One in the Astral Plane and taught Hard One all of his Raven knowledge. Probably could have stood to learn a little more, but still, incredible work. And that is all of our elders. Woo! Thank you all so, so much for listening to this episode and supporting us. We'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, if you would like to join our elders, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. That's going to be it for me. Until then, stay cool and have a fun life. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.